Good morning and welcome to another shiur in Charezman on pits and property lines. As I called my part, call your before you dig. I'm going to speak probably hopefully for the first 20 minutes or so to wrap up last week's shiur, and then Rav Jared is going to start on a new topic within this sugya, which will continue, God willing, next week. I'm gonna first correct something from last week. Some of you already know this. It's somewhat embarrassing to do this, but that's the way it goes. After last week's shiur, I remembered a Gemara in Bava Basra that I don't know how I missed it beforehand. It's something that's sort of aleph beis, and yet that's the way it goes. You know that we have various lists of different kinds of pits. So you may be familiar with Boros, Sheikh, and Ma'aros, which we saw in our Gemara. However, there are other lists that also include a dus, or a dut, depending on how you want to say that. Dalid, Vav, Taf. And what's the difference between a bor and a dut? And it's an explicit Gemara. It's in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Dalid. And I gave it to you at the top of the source sheet. Look at that. Source Aleph. Yasir Ravina B'kakash Shalei. Ravina had a question. Hainu bor, hainu dus. The Mishnah he's commenting on mentions the bor and mentions the dus. And he asks, what's the difference? So, amale rava tosfala ravina tashma disanya, give you a braisa. Echad adus bikarka, elasha bor bachafira va dus bebinyan. Bor and dus are both holes in the ground. However, the bor, you just dig. The dut, you actually build. And as Rashbam explains, what that means is that when you dig a bor, you dig in strong earth, robust earth that will be able to hold the water, and that's it. Whereas when you dig a dut, when you dig a dus, you actually dig in loose earth, and then you pile stones as a wall inside it. So you line it with stones. So what that means is all of that, you know, that whole paper that I sent out last week that you can see on this one in source number one in the English sources there, History of Water Cisterns, Legacies and Lessons, should have a big stamp on it saying this is not a bore. It's a dut. It's not a bore. So the big deal that I made last week about the stone walls and you're putting in the stone walls and all that is basically a mistake. That refers to a dut, that does not refer to a bor. I actually gave you the Rashbam there in source base, where he tells you the chafira of the bor is karka kasha, whereas binyan for a dus is where they put in bonim lo kos alavanim. That's what they're talking about. So just to be aware of that, I don't think it changes anything of substance in terms of the shiur, but it sure does kill that excitement, because our discussion in our Gemara is all about bor. No one even mentions dus in our Gemara. Okay. So, having said that, we spent a lot of time on Rashi's explanation of our Gemara. The Gemara itself now does appear on the source sheet. You can see it in source Gimel right below the table. The table is the same as last week. And remember that, just we'll do a quick read through, I think, just explaining it the way that Rashi said it. The Mishnah had said, you're not allowed to dig a bor. If you go back, if you look in source Gimel, Loyachor Adam bor samach labor shachavero, no digging a bor close to the other fellow's bor, and not digging shiach or a ma'ara amas hamayim nivra chazakobzim, elim kein hirchik mikosel chavero shloshet fachim besad besid, unless you distance yourself three tefach from the other fellow's wall, and line it or line it with lime, go back to Shirim from Elozman about the and or. So the Gemara asks, Pasach Babor Messiah Bakosel. And Rashi explained that this is simply an issue of language. We don't understand why you began by saying don't dig close to the other guy's boar, and then you said, unless you distance yourself from his wall. So why is it that you were textually inconsistent? And along came Rav Yehuda or Abaye and said, "Mikosel boroshaninu." When we read the word kotel, we understood that meant kosel bor. It doesn't mean wall of the property, which is my default assumption, but rather it means the kosel of the bor. Which honestly, now that we know that a bor doesn't have a wall, right? The dus has a wall. The bor does not. Has to mean that they have a default assumption, which I think is going to be Rav Jared Shir, that three tefach around the cistern is the wall. Even though there's nothing to identify it as such. It's just there. I didn't build it. I didn't do anything to it. By dint of my digging a hole, I have now labeled the perimeter of it kosel bor. That's just the way it is. That's the way that Rashi will understand what the Gemara is doing. It's three tefach of tough dirt around the boar. And what else would you call it? I don't know, but the word kosel somehow connotes, you've built something, not just like it just there. Jeffrey asks the question, what else should you call it? If you want to say distance yourself from the protection, like what does that look like? Sorry? I can't hear you well. Yeah. Right. 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 I understand the and clearly the Gemara understands also. Sorry, Harvey.
Yeah, I would suggest that, especially since earthen works were common even in those years, right? That it's compacted dirt, mm-hmm. right? Because compacted really comes in handy structurally in this case.
So Harvey has a very interesting suggestion. To suggest that maybe they actually compacted the dirt there. I would say, Rashi should have said so then, because Rashi makes a big point of distinguishing between the dirt that is just there versus digging a stone wall. I would have liked to have seen someone actually talk about the engineering that would be involved in compacting the dirt. Could it be? Sure. I would have liked to have seen Rashi say so. But that was the initial answer, and then following Rashi's addition, as opposed to Tosa's addition, the Gemara then asks, why didn't you say distance yourself from the boar of the other guy? Why did you need to create confusion at that point? And the assumption here Rashi makes is that we're dealing with option D from my table. The other fellow distanced himself three tefach from the property line, and that's kosel boro. And now you're going to distance yourself three tefach within your property. So why didn't you simply say distance yourself three tefach from his, why didn't you just say distance yourself three tefach from his boar? And that would have been obvious. And the answer that Rashi gave, I'm skipping the whole Ramban that we discussed last time, the answer is that teaching me the term wall also gave me the idea that the wall of a pit is three tefach. That was Rashi from last week. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because I want to get to this run. And the run has a different approach altogether. If Rashi believes that the issue is textual inconsistency, you started with boar and you ended up with kosel, Ran thinks the problem is the opposite, textual consistency. It's the fact that you used the word shel chavero twice. That's what the Ran understands. The Ran's conclusions are basically going to be the same as Rashi, as we'll see. But it's how he gets there that's different. It's the word chavero that's the problem. Go back to the beginning of Source Gimel, the Mishnah there. It said, Lo yachor adam bor samuch lebaro shel chavero. One should not dig a pit close to chavero's pit, and these other things as well, unless he distances mikosel chavero. Unless he distances himself from the wall of chavero. Why did you need to say chavero twice? You really like the other guy. He's not just your friend. He's your really close friend. Like, why did you need to say chavero twice? That's what bothers the Ran. Repeating shel chavero when you talk about the kosel makes the Ran assume that you're referring to the kosel chatzer, the wall of the property, not the kosel boar. If you meant the kosel boar, then you would have said koslo. Right? It's wall. Right? The line should have read in the Mishnah, if you meant the wall of the pit, it should have said, don't dig a pit next to your friend's pit unless you distance yourself from its wall. Koslo. One of the tricks here is that this is a Hebrew thing and not an English thing. Meaning, in English, when I talk about a human being, I say his, her. When I talk about, or one of the other pronouns, but when I talk about a pit, I say its. In Hebrew, it's the same suffix. It's a letter vav. Koslo. That's it. There's nothing else to distinguish it. So he says, if you say boro shel chavero, right, then you're saying his friend's boar. If you say koslo, it could be his friend's wall. It could be the pit's wall. But your antecedent is Borosh al Chavero, is the cistern itself. Since the antecedent is the cistern, the assumption would have been, you mean the cistern's wall. By saying Kos el Chavero, now you make me think it doesn't mean the pit's wall. It means the neighbor's wall. Right? Everyone clear? I have five other screens online, and none of them have people on them. So I don't know whether they know or not. Well, one of them is Rav Jared. I know he knows. There we go. There's Zev. Okay, Zev is back at least. So, look, all the people in the room are good, and we outnumber the people on Zoom. So the statement here is that, the Ran is reading into the Gemara is the use of the word shel chavero makes me assume that it's referring to the wall of the property, not the wall of the pit. And the Gemara's question, when the Gemara challenges, hey, you started with this and you ended with that, is to say, if you really meant the property line, if you meant kosel chavero and you didn't mean kosel chatzero and you didn't mean kosel bor, then why did you start with a reference to the pit at all? You should have just said, lo yachbor adam bor samuch lekoslo shel chavero. That's what you should have said. I brought you the Ran on the sheet, but I'm not doing it inside in the interest of time. But I brought you there and I broke it out in source test, and you can follow along with that. Before that, I just brought you Rashi and the Ran, which we had seen last week. So that's Rashi and Ramban, I should say. So that's the way the Ran understands the question. The question is, either say koslo from the beginning, or drop the second shel chavero. Those are your two choices. So Abaye and Rabbi Yehuda give us the answer, it still is kosel boro. Even though you reiterated the word chavero. Don't get confused by the word chavero. But then why did it say chavero? So it teaches me a brand new idea. This word taught me that our case is option D, where the bore that was dug first, pit number one, was actually three tefach within the neighbor's property. That's what this is teaching me. The word chavero. Why? Because the way to read the Mishnah, go back to source Gimel for a second, is lo yachbor adam bor, don't dig a pit, samuch leboro shel chavero, don't dig a pit near your neighbor's pit, which is within his own property, which is entirely self-contained, which is shel chavero. It's a very creative read that he's giving to this. That's his understanding of what we're doing here. Shel chavero means it is inside chavero's property, and that's the case where pit number two has to be three tefach from kosel boro, as opposed to, if pit number one is close to the border, so that Kosel Boro is not Shel Chavero anymore. Kosel Boro is now extending into my property. Then pit number two doesn't have to distance himself three tefach from Kosel Boro. It's not my problem that you let your three tefach extend into my property. That's not my issue. I only need to be three tefach from the property line, which is option A, if you go back to the table. In other words, if the other guy digs three tefach away from the property line, I need to be three tefach away from the property line. If the other guy digs up to the property line, I still only need to be three tefach from the property line. Which is the same conclusion as Rashi's conclusion. He's just getting at it in a different way. What it really means is, I need to be six tefach from the pit itself, from the hole, or three tefach from the property line, whichever is less. But it leaves me with a question. What happens if pit number one is four tefach within the neighbor's property? He gave me an extra tefach. Now, can I say I want to count that extra tefach as a tefach of my wall? He left it there. Right? That's one way I could look at it. I only need to be two tefach from the property line. Or will you tell me no? Maybe he's going to want to expand his bor in the future. Maybe he wants an extra thick wall around his bor. I don't have the right to claim his tefach on his side as mine. The Ran doesn't say. We're going to get an answer from the Eben Ezel. But the Ran does not address that. But then the Gemara, he finishes in the Gemara by understanding the Gemara's question, Velisni, why did you need to tell me that pit number one was 3 tefach from the property line? Why did you need to say, by using the words, Mikoso shel chavero, that it was 3 tefach within? Why didn't you just say, distance, pit number two, 3 tefach mi boro shel chavero? Why didn't you just say that? Because pit number two still needs to go 3 tefach within the property, even if pit one is at the property line. Why didn't you just say, yeah?
So, we also have a possibility of this pit being built in the construction of the boundary between the two properties. Because someone either intentionally or accidentally didn't realize they were too close,
yeah.
Or because the property lines had changed from one point.
Oh boy, if the property lines change, all bets are off.
So I'm saying, in this particular context, is seemingly it's not important for you to anyway to build your board in that boundary. The question is, now what happens once you're there?
I need to put numbers on these pits. Pit number one was built up to the property line.
So two flushing away from the boundary line, which officially would go 1 tefach into
yes.
Your property.
Correct.
So if you build yours and flip your way, you're technically only 5 away from his board rather than 6 away.
And the Ron is saying that's not my problem.
Correct.
We're not going to make who? Pit 1 or pit 2?
Pit 2, that's too close officially.
He's not too close. Pit 2 is allowed to be, as long as pit 2 is leaving 3 tefach between him and the property line, he's fine. He's done nothing wrong.
So whichever side, maybe pit 1 that was officially 2 tefach away from
yeah.
The property line instead of 3 tefach away from the property
yeah.
Line, we would not make pit 1 then...
Right, so that goes... Right. So that goes back to the machlokas and the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. About whether pit number one is allowed to go close to the property line. And it depends on the different versions there. And it depends on whether he knows that property number two is going to dig a pit. Is that a field that needs a pit or not? Right? All of that is part of the debate within the Gemara. If you look at Source Gimel, the end of Source Gimel, you can see the way I broke it out there. We paskin like Rava, we're going to find out shortly, we paskin like Rava in the second edition. To say that in the event that that area two isn't designated for pits, you're definitely allowed to go up to the property line. And in the event that area two is designated for pits, then Rava says you're not allowed to.
So that only helps when you're trying to figure out who you want to build. But now when you have the property one that already has a pit there, the question is where is it?
Right. So I'll go back to the introductory shiur that I gave back in Elul's Man, where I said that for cases where your action harms indirectly somebody on the other side, you don't have to pay for it. We generally assume, and certainly we're not going to make you move your boar. You're just going to have to deal with your neighbor glaring at you every time you go out to get your newspaper. You know, that's really what it's going to come down to. So, again, the Ron, you know, I'm actually going to jump the way the Ron reads the rest of the Gemara. You can see it the way I broke it out on the source sheet, but just because I really don't want to go too far into Rav Jared's time, and the rest of this, I think, is actually relatively straightforward. There are three differences fundamentally between Rashi and the Ran. Number one is understanding the opening question. Why are we upset about the kosel bor switch? Is it because the word kosel is misleading? Rashi's take? Or is it because the word chavero is misleading? The Ran's take. Number two, understanding the velisni question, there will be a difference between them that I just skipped by not reading the Ran aloud. But basically, I'll tell you, Rashi says the velisni question is, you could have said bor, and I still would have known to do 3 tefach from the wall of the bor, even if you said bor, not kosel. The Ran's understanding is, you could have dropped the words chavero, and I still would have known that pit number two is 3 tefach from the border. Whether or not pit one was 3 tefach from the property line doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, Rashi only states case D, whereas the Ran states A and D. But I think Rashi will agree with A fundamentally. In other words, case D is pit number one was 3 tefach from the line. Pit number two should be 3 tefach on the other side. Case A was pit number one went up to the line. Pit number two only needs to be 3 tefach within his own property. He doesn't need to go any further than that. Okay, last point. The psak on this issue of digging up to the property line. So our psak, our ruling on this follows Rava, as I just said to AZ, follows Rava in the second version in the Gemara. If you take a look at Source Yud, the Rambam writes, Misha balachbor bor besov sadeu lismoch lemetzer chaveru. Someone wants to dig a pit, the edge of his property, near the border. Im sadeh chaveru eno asu leboros. If the field next door is not a field that needs a pit, the way we explained asuya leboros, right? It doesn't need the irrigation. Somech. So you can go up to the property line. Veinu yachalim chos biyado. And the neighbor can't protest. Vim yimla chaveru lachbor bor betzido. And if the guy on the other side says, you know what? I am going to dig a bore now. I like the way your bore looks. I think I'd like a bore too. Tzarech laharchik min kotzel habor shlosh tefachim. He has to distance himself three tefach from the wall of the first one. Ad she bein chalal shtei habaros shisha tefachim. So that there will be six tefach between the hollow of each pit. That's what you will end up with. So if the guy, right now it sounds like, if the guy who dug pit one went up to the border, guy who digs pit two needs to be six tefach from the property line. That's the way that the Rambam frames it, assuming that pit number two was in an area that isn't designated for pit digging. As opposed to, v'maisa sadeh chaveru asuya leboros, if his friend's field was made for, pit number two, field number two is made for pits, eino somech, then pit number one should not go to the border. He has to be three tefach away, as the Rambam concludes, and then pit number two should also be three tefach away on the other side. So says the Rambam. It's brought in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Kufnun. Hey, we follow Rava's view in the second version. So here's my question now. What if you are pit number two? You own the second field. And pit number one legally went to the property line because your field was not Asuya Laboros. Do you really have to be six tefach within? That's what the Rambam says, right? The Rambam says, yes! You have to now take on all six tefach for yourself. The Magid Mishnah in Source Yid Aleph says, V'yesh Cholkin. Some disagree. V'amrim de'eno marchik ela shlosha kidino. They say no. You never have to do more than three tefach within your own property. Absolutely not. V'omer lo l'rishon, and you say to the guy from pit number one, lo dayach shlarachaktam and ametzer shali. Not only did you not distance yourself from the boundary, ela shetazki keni laharchik v'lichnas beso shali yoser midini. You're going to make me go six tefach into my property because you decided to dig there a chutzpah. No way, says the Magid Mishnah. There are those who say that the Prisha brings this as well. However, the Evan HaEzel addresses this and along the way is going to answer my question about what if pit one was four tefach within the property. He says that if you take a look at Source Yud Beis, he says, Be'emes kavanas harambam pshuta. Devadei ein asheni tzarech laharchik ela gimel tefachim mikos aboro shel chaveru. He says the Rambam believes pit number two only needs to be three tefach away from the wall of the first pit. Ukedin kosel binyan, just like if you're building a wall above ground. K'moshikas of Rambam lahedya kan shetzarech laharchik mikosel abor gimel tefachim ubevadei ein harchaka mikosel bor shelo ela mikosel bor shel chaveru. The distance here that we're doing is three tefach from the neighbor's bor. Neighbors kosel bor. Umasha kasav achehe ben chalal beis haboros vav tfachim zeo de lo neima. Dim hirche karishon dalet tfachim imetzar tzarech hasheni gamke laharche gimel tfachim. He says the Rambam's point in saying the six tefach is different. The Rambam's point is to say if pit number one was four tefach within the property on that side, pit number two is able to just say, I'm going to distance myself two tefach on my side. Sharishon yomar. But he does have, I'm sorry, the other way around. That if the first guy distanced himself four tefach on his side, you still have to distance yourself three tefach on your side. Sharishon Yomar, the first guy is going to say, I need tzarech lekosel bor chazak. I need a strong wall. Ve'en l'charishos l'kaka l'kosel shali. You don't have the right to ruin my wall. You can't do that. I wanted four tefach. Ulezek kasev tzarech l'harchik mikosel abor gimel tefachim ad she'ben chalal beiz haboros vav tefachim v'ayinu diyoser einu tzarech l'harchik. What he says is the other way, the way I first said it. He says that if the other guy distanced himself four tefach from the property line, you can distance yourself only two tefach from the property line. And when he says to you, I want a really strong wall, you say to him, that's not my problem. I'm working within my own property, and that's what the Rambam was trying to say when the Rambam said, distance six tefach between the two boros. all you need is a maximum of six tefach between the two boroughs. That's what the Rambam was saying. Gam shalom omar, de kevin shekvar chofer harishon bor, im kein yuchaliton she'archiv es bori, v'yedino kamo asuya laboros. And he says, we're not going to say that since the first guy dug a pit, now his field is called asuya laboros. It's a field of pits. And therefore he can say, I want to be able to expand my bor in that space. And therefore I want you three tefach from the property line. No, you can't do that. All you need, Lizek Kasaf Haramam at the bottom of Source Yud Beis, De'ein Tzarech L'Harchik Ela Ad She'iyah Bein Beis Haboros Vav Tvachim. I just need that as a maximum. That's all that I need. So the Eben HaEzel says that the Rambam actually believes that I do not have to do. If he digs up to the property line, I don't need to go six tefach within the property. All I need to do is three tefach within the property. Then why did the Rambam say six tefach? To say that's the maximum. That's all I need to do. You follow? Okay? So I apologize to anyone who wasn't here for the first part because it's probably unintelligible. Even for the those who were here for the first part, it may also be. But then it's on you less than on me. But thank you very much, and I turn over the floor to Rav Jared. Yes, Jeffrey.
This is actually a very common problem because there are boundary disputes are very common, more than you would think. So let's say one neighbor says he's got 2 more feet, the other neighbor says he's got 2 more feet. So until Beistein figures that out, where does the guy distance his pit from?
So if he wants to dig before the border dispute, Jeffrey's question was,
and he really needs the pit, hasn't decided yet, and there's a 2-foot difference on either side now, right?
Right, there's a property dispute going on between the two parties, and one of the guys really needs to dig a bore for irrigation for his field. What does he do while he's waiting? So the answer, I take you back to the Chasam Sofer that I gave again in the opening shiur, which is to say we're dealing with Safek Gezel, potential theft from somebody else, and therefore we go L'chumra, he's going to have to be Machmir. If he can't wait for the boundary dispute to be solved, he's going to have to distance himself into his property sufficient to account for the possibility that he loses the boundary case. That's what he would have to do. So in conclusion again, summing up in 30 seconds, Rashi believes the problem was bor kosel. The Ran believes the problem is saying the word chavero twice. The conclusions are the same. Other guy went up to the line. I do 3 tefach. Other guy distanced 3 tefach. I still do 3 tefach. The velisni I didn't discuss. And the practical halacha is distance yourself 3 tefach if the other guy's field is asuya laboros, but only 3 tefach. You don't need to do more, and you can take advantage, according to the Eben HaEzel's read of the Rambam, you could take advantage. If he went 4 tefach within his property, you could go only 2. All right, Rav Jared, take it away, please.